Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
He told us so, and he told us so time and time again. Systemic errors in the Hamas lists, bad faith actors, and a lot of real confusion. What are the numbers in Gaza, and how do we try and understand it? Let's talk this morning to Major Andrew Fox. He's a former British Army officer. He is somebody that we check in with whenever an important story like this arises, as we like to get it directly from him. Andrew Fox, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us again.
Good morning. How are you? Yeah, great to be here. Thank you.
So let's talk about this, because we've known this the whole way through. Of course, media very rarely qualifying where these figures came from. But we know that they have been deliberately obfuscated, and it's been confusing. How do we work through this? What have you found?
Yeah, it is confusing, especially with the world's media absolutely platforming only one side in this conflict. We did some research when we released our paper back in December. It was the final chapter, and it was done by 50 global our partners. And they worked out that 98% of the world's media is using Hamas's numbers. And 20% of them use it as if it's established fact and not a matter for debate. And 3% of the world's media is using the IDF's figures of the number of combatants they think they've killed. So there's a huge disparity in the reporting, and that adds to the confusion. What I could cover for you is just the pattern we're seeing. Would that be helpful?
Yes, that would be very, very helpful, because at least then it's a window into understanding how these things have evolved.
Okay, so the pattern we're seeing now is the same one we've seen in every conflict in Gaza since Hamas took over, and we're just seeing it on a much, much bigger scale, because it's a much bigger war. And the pattern is this. So Hamas will continually announce death totals. They'll keep doing this running tally thing. And then they will eventually release totals of dead on a daily or weekly basis. Right. They will actively conceal combatant deaths. So we found social media footage, not only from this war, but also as far back as 2014, of Hamas telling Gaza's population not to reveal the combatant status of any family member or friend of theirs that may have died. So they're actively concealing combatant deaths.
Wow. Okay.
And then what normally happens with this pattern is sort of 3 months down the line, Hamas will announce how many combatant deaths there were, and it will almost every time it tallies with what the IDF have been saying. So that's how they do this. They use the overall total as shock value. They hide their own fighter deaths, and it turns out historically the IDF have been pretty accurate in guessing how many combatants they've killed.
Because it's absolutely critical, isn't it, in determining Israel's behavior, because that's all we seem to care about. No one seems too worried about Hamas. When Israel is looked at and examined under a microscope to see if they've done anything that resembles a war crime, this becomes absolutely critical to understand what the percentage of civilian deaths are against the number of combatants. And that this obviously presents the largest problem, doesn't it?
It does present a problem, and you'd be a heartless animal to suggest anything other than a civilian death being a tragedy.
Of course.
And nobody's doing that here. Mm. I think it's the reason this is important is because, as you say, it's very indicative as to whether this is a war or a genocide as to who's actually being killed. Mm. Because legally, you can kill combatants, and legally, unfortunately, collateral damage is priced in. And it's a really important point, that, because Israel is the only army in the world who have this demand placed on them to account for every single death in minute detail. Nobody else has that. Civilian deaths are priced into war for any other army other than the IDF. And that's obviously a very, and I don't like using anti-Semitism for everything, but that is anti-Semitic.
Right.
That's dual standards, because it's the Jewish state. But yeah, if we look at the actual population figures, though, you would expect roughly the death count to tally with the population from before the war. So 26% adult males. You would expect to see roughly 26% adult male deaths. It's nothing of the kind. What the current figures, both the lists that we looked at from last year and the most recent list announced by Hamas, show overwhelmingly that it's male combatant ages who are dying the most by proportion. Overwhelmingly so. And there's a chart. If you look on my ex, or Eisenberg is the best man to look at. Salo Eisenberg has done brilliant work on this. Have a look at Salo's Twitter feed, and he's got all the charts and all the evidence on there. But it's well above 26% by proportion,
So,
quite
in other
significant
words,
male.
anything higher than 26% is showing that there's a focus, obviously, on combatants, because those are they fall within that age group of fighting males. What about the inclusion of children? Do we know what Hamas includes when they announce, in terms of age, when they announce death of children?
Yeah, they're talking about under 18s, so it's straight away. It's slightly emotionally loaded to call them children. I suppose legally, yes, but we know Hamas uses child fighters. Anything as low as 13 years old has been recorded in the past being used by Hamas. But obviously, it's impossible to pull that apart. But yeah, you mentioned, is it above 26%? Yeah, well, by reporting methods, it's. If you look at family notifications, which is where people can submit a missing relative, 64% male. Okay, that's not arbitrary killing. That is not,
Absolutely.
absolutely random killing of civilians. That's targeting combatants. So the stats all point in one direction at the moment, but we're just not seeing the world's media report it in a fair manner.
So that was going to be my next question. Is it's all very well you and I talking about this and providing our listeners with the information that backs this up, but it's stubbornly not appearing almost anywhere in mainstream media. Why is that? It can't just be, as you say, it can't just be anti-Semitism. What is it that is stopping journalists today from looking into this aspect, which is probably the biggest factor of this entire war, is what really happened in Gaza in terms of civilian deaths and in terms of in relation to combatants' death? If there's one story you want to look into as a journalist, surely it's this one.
Yeah, I'm staggered that it took me, a random retired army officer, to do this work in December last year. That should have been done since October 2023. It's not a difficult or challenging thing to suggest that a terrorist group might not be that reliable.
I love that. I love it because people always say, no, but Hamas said that. And I said, well, they've raped, murdered, taken hostages, they have brutalized, but you think they wouldn't lie. But lying, oh, no, that's where we draw the line.
Oh no, but
Oh, what are you, an
these
idiot?
are health ministry, they're doctors, they would
Yes,
never do such a thing.
exactly. The health ministry,
It's
exactly.
bizarre, and you hear all the time Hamas were reliable in previous conflicts,
Yes,
and they haven't been. They've literally concealed combatant deaths in every conflict they've done. And yes, the overall total may be about there, but the overall total doesn't tell the figures, doesn't tell the story, sorry. But look, why isn't the world's media reporting this? I simply don't know. And you work in the industry and I don't.
Well,
But I find it staggering that the world's media is still pushing this line, and it can't be as simple as they just don't want to admit how wrong they've been for 18 months. I
Well,
mean,
let me
that's the
take it
obvious
one step,
answer.
take it one step further. Even if they decide not to, what about the ICJ? What about the ICC? What about the United Nations? It is quite literally their job to do this.
Yeah, well, the UN have got their get out of jail free asterisk when they repeat the figures, saying this has not been
Yes.
verified. But it's still not reported. Anything the IDF of which I put out, the Democratic Member State of the United Nations has figures, but they don't talk about them at all. The ICJ, I mean, South Africa is going to put forward their nonsense case. And it'll fall over flat on its face because there's nothing like a genocide happening. And then the ICC prosecutor has to, has to somehow get past American sanctions. So I don't think anything is going to come hugely of the international legal case. But the worry, of course, is the legitimacy of Israel in the eyes of the world, because
Because
the
that
current
damage is
generation of
done.
politicians won't always be there, and the next generation may not look on Israel so favorably because of this terrible, skewed, biased, and incorrect reporting. So that's the real danger.
Indeed, it is. And as Jews, we certainly know that well. Comes a new king and they don't recognize what's happened. It's all very, very different. That was Major Andrew Fox. Thank you as always. Andrew Fox is a former British Army officer. He was talking to us about the falsified Hamas stats and the impact that these reports have.